We've lined up the top stars from Hollywood and from all over the world to entertain you on a giant screen with a few colorful motion pictures you've been hearing about and reading
about. It's showtime, folks. Enjoy the show.
We're delighted to have you with us.
They're driving theater.
You'll find something to please you to add to your evening's enjoyment.
It's pleased to bring you our Fifi feature presentation.
Howdy, kids. It's time for the drive-in speaker box. It's another Monday night, y'all. It's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Is that where we are? And
Central Daylight? Is it daylight or standard? I don't know.
It's CST. It's standard. But here we are. It's another day. We're going to be talking to you about movies and stuff that happened and TV stuff and all kinds of fun jazz. As always, I'm your host, Bo, the boom operator.
And I'm Jake the Grip.
And, yeah, welcome to the show. Hey, counterexample, we're already over there on Twitch. If you're listening to this on a podcast, I know I say it all the time. Thank you. But if you want to get in on that live stream chat, you can get in there either Facebook Live, Twitch, or YouTube. Any of those can get you in the chat. We see chats from all the people. I will say that I think that the Twitch chat is the fastest refresh time. People that are on chat on Twitter chat seem to get their comments in quicker without the delay of all the technology trying to funnel it all through. In the chat room. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. And you can download this podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. We recommend Spotify. It's really easy. You can just click boop and listen to us on the go and not have to stare at our goofy faces while you're driving down the road or just in earbud land. So, yeah. But it's been a week. There's some news that we're going to talk about. We didn't get a chance to see many good new movies because we've already seen all the new movies in theaters.
There weren't any new movies. So.
There aren't any. And we're going to be talking, I'm going to be talking about, I saw I finished the last season of Castlevania season 4 on Netflix, just came out this week, and I powered through that. Going to be talking about that later in the show. But yeah, there's a lot of news that's going down. Is there anything that you want to start it off with, Jake?
Well, since it has been a week since the last time you guys saw us, there was a lot of big news around the Golden Globes still continuing drama and crazy things. NBC announced that they will not be airing the 2022 Golden Globes. They paid $60 million a year to have the rights to air that, and they decided that they will not be doing so because of the rate of change that they had proposed in the lack of diversity aspect of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association was not good enough. They did not like the time frame, how long they were taken, what their plan of it was, and they
better
said,
to be safe than on Twitter.
NBC announced that they understand that change takes time and work, therefore they will not air the 2022 to help the Hollywood Foreign Press Association figure it out. So they're like, it seems like you need some time to think. We'll give you some extra time, which is a boss move.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tom Cruise was the first celebrity to come forward, and he had all of his Golden Globes sent back, which are actually his only major awards. He doesn't hold an Emmy.
He just sent
Emmy
them all.
Or,
like,
he doesn't have an Oscar.
Send them all back.
He doesn't have a SAG. He doesn't have a BAFTA. So he's like, you can have them. Screw you guys. Send them to their headquarters. And then prior to NBC canceling that, which was Monday, which is why we didn't get to report on it, because none of this hit the news until Tuesday, Netflix, Amazon, and then Warner Media, with the prominent feature being HBO, all had said that they would not be participating in next year's award show already. And so
I don't think there's going to be a next year. I think
we
just canceled it.
Because no other network has announced plans to pick it up. But with Netflix and Amazon,
we just killed the Golden Globes. They're done for.
With Netflix
everybody's,
and Amazon emerging as like big studios.
Well, what are everybody's Oscar pools going to look like? Because the Golden Globes were just like for the people that made betting pools, the Oscars. It made it easier. It's just Oscars light.
Yeah, yeah. But Warner Brothers, all of them pulling out. It just
honestly
not looking good for the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Honestly, I think the Golden. You know our stance on award shows.
Yeah, we don't like award shows, but that's big movie news, so we got to talk about it because you guys like
them. I think it's kind of funny. Honestly, it's like, okay, if award shows are going to disappear, then they're going to disappear. But then guess what? They're going to come back in another format. It's going to be like TikTok.fart Dogecoin presents Safe Moon's People's Choice Award or whatever that's going to happen. And that's what that's the future, guys. And sell all your poo-poo coin and transfer it into fart chain. And that's what this world feels like.
Well,
right,
speaking
now
of those, did you see that Charlie Bit Me got turned into an NFT?
Oh, yeah. Everything's an NFT right now.
But something more fun coming out of this.
And was it the lady who made the video? Does she own the video?
I didn't look into it because I'm not flush with cash enough to be able to get in on this crypto internet.
Set it on fire.
Money stuff. Yeah. Did you see? This is good for you. Adult Swim announced that they are ordering 3 movies.
I did see this because one of them
is Venture Brothers.
Is the Venture Brothers movie? We're not getting season 8, but we'll get a movie.
Yeah, the other is Aqua Teen, which is whatever. Man. I don't know who still cares about that. But the one that I'm excited about,
Metalocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aqua Teen, Hunger Force, like this first season was kind of fun and quirky because it was so different. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it's like how many times can I hear Meatwad come up there and be like, dang, guys, I'm just doing the same old jokes that I did in the last episode. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, I got it. Yeah. And then, you know, the best thing to happen to Master Shake is when the guy that did his voice went over to Venture Brothers and was the alchemist. That was the best move. Because the Venture Brothers rules, and I don't care what anybody says.
Well, so does anything by Brendan Small, like Metalocalypse. And you got Luke Skywalker.
Brendan Small
up in there,
and he's in Venture Brothers a lot.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he's a voice.
But despite them being Adult Swim deals, the whole thing is that they will be available first on Blu-ray/DVD and on demand for 90 days.
Buy them.
Before they move them to HBO Max and airing on television.
Buy them first.
So, unlike movies that are coming out in theaters currently, where they're releasing same time HBO and theaters for 90 days, instead, these will be available 90 days for purchase before going to the streaming platform or if you still watch cable. So there's that.
It's the Venture Brothers theme song.
Okay. You know what, though? Before we get too far away from this NBC Universal stuff, did you see that Universal Studios had to apologize because in foreign language films, non-English speaking films, in prominent young woman, they cast male voice actors to do the voice of Laverne Cox. A big-time transgendered actor in films. So in non-English speaking, multiple languages, they cast male actors, and another trans actor was like, hey, that's not okay with us and how we feel about that kind of a thing. So Universal was like, oops, we will try better in the future. So more to see on how that goes in the future of film as the world gets more open to those kinds of things and how people feel and cater.
Is the world getting more open or is it getting more closed?
I don't know, but it caters to people's things when they say they're upset, which is a thing. I don't know. It's news. There it is. That's the thing. You know what?
Do we need to jump into the big news?
Well, I got some big news, man.
Well,
some of these are
one,
fun.
One of the we got an email over at drivingspeakerbox@gmail.com. Vince, a longtime listener of the show, emailed us and he said that we better get on, however we're going to figure out how to do it, but we got to get in on buying MGM soon because Amazon is in talks right now to scoop up MGM for
Amazon's
$9 billion. Only
that's
$9 billion. Yeah, dude. I could have had enough Dogecoin if I'd just been doing it right. And you know, like Bezos, like he's gonna make that tomorrow. So
yeah, if I would have gotten crypto back when no one knew what it was or cared about it, and it was just a image board horse shit thing,
It still is an image board horse shit thing, but now it's an NFT.
Well, we need to, for sure. But you know what? Talking about studios that are up for purchase and things like that, did you see that announced today? How about this? AT&T announced that they are spinning off Warner Media.
Oh, yeah, Warner Media.
As its own business. AT&T's like, man, we don't want it to be AT&T Time Warner. AT&T's going to be us. Warner Studios and Discovery are going to be their
Discovery
own
wants
business.
To buy it up and scoop up everything from AT&T.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's Discovery buying it. AT&T is still going to own it.
Well, it says it's selling it off the Warner Media to Discovery. Discovery is its own thing. Discovery's huge.
AT&T shareholders get to keep 71% while the Discovery shareholders only get the other 29%.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is an AT&T thing. They're not selling it off, not that I read on it.
It says it's, what I was reading, it said that they were going to make a deal with Discovery to spin off the Warner Media assets, which include...
Spin off, not sell. They're not going to sell it. It's a spin off so that it's listed independently.
As a separate company.
On the trade.
And then they're wanting to sell off the Warner Media division, which will be a new company that AT&T creates, to Discovery. And then they struck a $43 billion deal.
So, yeah, it's more complicated, and I didn't care to write the notes on that. AT&T gets to relieve some of their debt. They're given money, and the new company of Warner Media and Discovery combo will open up at like a $50 or $54 million debt, something like that.
Because, AT&T... currently owns Warner Media as a part of AT&T.
They still will.
Right. Well, they're the way that I read it anyway is it's they're creating another company, right? But shareholders in AT&T will get shares of Warner Media because it's still their company when they create it, and then they're selling that to Discovery, and they can choose to keep those shares. They'll transfer over because there's still ownership.
I'll read about it again, but I did not see anything about it selling. Yeah, I'll look it up again. But the point is, HBO, Discovery, and CNN will all be combining to
this
be a single platform. It'll all be under HBO, but it will be the CEO will be the guy from Discovery. This should go into effect.
It's all the Illuminati guys.
Yeah, it should go into effect mid next year. It's there to compete with Disney and Netflix, yada yada. They say that live sports and live nonsense is the future, and by having all this, Discovery, Animal Planet, TLC, HBO, everything, Time Warner, whatever nonsense, it'll be a big time streaming.
A big
Goliath.
Time Warner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there you go. That's a big deal. Also, talking about publicly traded, Redbox is going to open up and be publicly traded with a initial value of $693 million.
And also on the AT&T tip, if you have an old phone that works on a 3G network, they are discontinuing that next month. The 3G satellites will be deactivated.
Oh, whack.
So get more G's. If you have an old phone, you got to get more G's.
Well, you know what? Here, before we move away from HBO stuff, did you see that the Robert Durst murder trial continued today after a 14-month delay? The dude from The Jinx who said on his live microphone that he murdered those people?
Oops!
Remember that from years ago?
Oops!
So that's a thing. And
speaking of remembering from years ago, Dina said on YouTube, she goes, "So wasn't monopolies what we were worried about in some point in history?"
So the Warner Media and Discovery is still pending approval by trade boards and all that stuff. So I guess that's important. But HBO too.
Just bow down to our lizard overlords.
Since you talked about Castlevania being something you're going to talk about today, Graham McTavish, the voice of Dracula in the English language version of this, has been cast in the House of Dragons. So you can expect to see Dracula in Game of Thrones.
But Dracula? You know,
here's the most wild Dracula. Thing, talking about space and satellites and movies, and Tom Cruise earlier. Did you see?
Is Tom Cruise in? Tom Cruise in space.
Yeah, that's been a known thing for quite a while that they were going to send him to the International Space Station to film a movie. And Russia has decided that they're going to beat him there. They held a contest. They cast a female actor. They have two backups for her. And the main one is from all of their, like, patriotic films. And they're going to send her up like 5 days before Tom Cruise is supposed to be there to make Russia the first country to film a movie with an actor in space, despite the fact that here not long ago, just a few weeks back, they said that they were done with the ISS. They got their own space station. Screw you guys. We're out.
In Russia, space is you. Yeah, I don't know. So, thanks, Yakov.
Yulia Parasild is going to be sent up there. They're trying to get her up there before Tom Cruise, and they're going to make her cosmonaut training a reality show.
Why would you make it a reality show?
So the country can watch her get prepared to go to space and film a movie. So now the United States and Russia are in another space race because NASA had already approved Tom Cruise going up a while back, and Russia was like, you know what? We're going to do it. Screw you guys. We're going to do it sooner. So the U.S. and Russia are in a new space race to be the first to send an actor to film in space, and they both plan on doing that in October. So we will see how
there'll be a fun Halloween episode where they're just like up there in space doing doing like the spoon races and bobbing for apples.
I don't know.
Space is weird, guys. Yeah. I mean, it's a hoax as far as most of America is concerned, right? We CGI'd the thing on the moon. Remember that? Hollywood did it. It was the biggest conspiracy in history.
Yeah, horseshit.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of movie trailers that came out, but I guess first is that Disney announced that Jungle Cruise will be in theaters and on Disney Premium in
July.
Oh,
love The Rock.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of The Rock.
But they also announced they hit over 103 million subscribers to Disney Plus.
I did read that, which that's a lot of Disney bucks.
It took off way better than all other streaming platforms have ever done before. Better than HBO.
It's pretty incredible how, well, I mean, you think of the catalog of films that they have at their disposal, because at the very beginning of Disney Plus, I mean, everybody was talking about it. It's like, well, we all just tuned in and we checked out, you know, The Fox and the Hound, and then we cried again, and then we watched, you know, Robin Hood, and then whistled some more, and then, you know, we watched Jungle Book again because the CGI ones were garbage, but now we kind of watched everything. What's next? But now Disney Plus is just going balls out with content and new shows and getting subscribers left and right thanks to Baby Yodas and all of that.
But you have to pay that premium price. You got to have the premier membership for like that extra $30 or whatever they're deciding to charge you. You know what, though? Bong Joon-ho is going to be making
returning to
animated film. How about
that? Bong Joon-ho, you know, he going back to, God, how long has it been since The Host?
Like
10 years,
yeah,
or something. And you know, this guy has a penchant for monsters and sea monsters and creatures. But with the success of his film Parasite, you know, he's going to revisit these older ideas that he's wanted to do, because now he's basically got blank checks being thrown at him left and right.
Yeah, he's been working on this script for 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's developed with Fourth Creative Party, which is a production house. And they're the ones that did the special effects for things like Mother, Okja, and Snowpiercer. But it's based on a 2014 film, which is about a fishing boat. And this one's going to be about the sea monsters of it. But it's a true story that got turned into a stage play, then turned into that film, and now becoming an animated movie. So they're like, oh, yeah, true story. And then just twisted it into every kind of art form
of
acting that there can be. So it'll be interesting to see that, especially if you have ever seen the stage play or the movie, and see how it's changed in all of its aspects there. So that'll be interesting. Something that's true to life, stage play, film, and then animated. And then lots of movie trailers.
Lots of movie trailers. G.I. Joe movie trailers.
Yeah, Snake Eyes with no Ray Park, but instead Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians. They have that Stillwater trailer. Did you see that?
I did see that. I saw that one.
Looks kind of sick, man. Matt Damon doing a Taken impression.
Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Everybody loves Matt Damon.
Oklahoma Matt Damon doing a Taken impression.
I don't know. You know, it's interesting seeing all of these trailers start to come out and still no movies coming out. You know, so many of these movies, like every time we go to the theater, it's like the same 10 trailers that I've been watching for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like just I'm tired of seeing a Quiet Place trailer. I'm tired of seeing a Black Widow trailer. I'm tired of seeing, you know, all of these things.
You mean the same trailers that have played for 2 years?
Oh my God, it's 2 years.
Yeah, they've been playing for at least 2 years.
Oof.
Yeah, because Quiet Place and Black Widow in particular.
And it's always.
And James Bond.
Yeah. Oh, and James Bond 3 years. Trailer. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always funny when you see one, because I think they've fixed them all by now, but you're seeing movie posters where it's like, coming in May 2020 or whatever, and you're like, oh, Jesus. You know, and then they still haven't come up and they still haven't updated it. And, you know, finally.
They should just have all the movie posters that say TBD.
Yeah, it's coming at some point in time. Mm-hmm. You know, the movie that was coming out this week that got pushed back one more week that we were all talking about is the new Zack Snyder zombie monster fest that everybody's looking forward to seeing Dave Bautista blow mm-hmm. off the heads of a bunch of zombies. But that's not coming out this weekend. It's coming out next weekend. If everything goes well, it could get pushed back. We don't know. There's a whole week of mask fights and all of this stuff as the United States and the CDC are trying to figure out the big foot in their mouth move where they said that people didn't have to wear their masks, and then in very, very, very small print, even in their own advertising, they were like, as long as you're fully vaccinated and have been vaccinated for a while, it's just like, no masks! If you follow all these rules and you're following the rules and honor system.
So do
system.
We have to get like our card and like a necklace and wear it like a concert VIP pass kind of a thing?
I'm just going to wear my mask around. And so I don't have to mess with all of that stuff. But it's going to be really interesting to see that how that affects movie theaters, because movie theaters have still had this major stigma attached to them. And there's this chicken and an egg battle going on in movie theaters because people aren't rushing back out to the movies because there's very limited selections of movies to see. But there's studios aren't putting a bunch of movies out in the theaters because people are not going to the theaters. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's this big game of chicken where the studios are waiting for us to get in the theaters and we're waiting for the studios to put more movies in there. And eventually something's got to give. I mean, because Godzilla performed well enough to where they got a lot of confidence, you know, and they're like, oh, okay, this can work. And then they're dropping on us these little guys like The Wrath of Man, which we talked about last mm-hmm. week. And, you know, this the next couple of weeks you're going to be seeing, you know, Spiral just came out this last weekend. We didn't get a chance to see it, the new one with Chris Rock and Samuel Jackson.
That's not a movie I would watch.
Well, I know, because you're scared of horror movies.
I'm not scared. I just don't like them. Might be a little scared, but I don't like it.
Okay, there we go.
I don't like jump scares, man. Jump scares are just the worst. Hate them.
Do you have nightmares?
No.
Like, if you see a scary movie, Jake, I mean, you're a big dude, mm-hmm. but, like, when you see a scary movie and, like, and the lights are off, or like the parking lot, and you're going out to your car, and like one of the lights is like flickering, and like a leaf blows by, and you hear like a oh in the background. Do you grip your keys a little tighter and like?
No, dude, that's like that's how thriller music video happens. Why would you want that? That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then Vincent Price, like you can hear him in the distance being like, whatever the monologue was. I usually can remember it. I don't know. My Vincent Price is bad right now. Mm-hmm. But would you start dancing immediately, or would you like check your back seat? Are you a back seat checker?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's why I got untinted windows, no doubt.
I pegged you for a back seat checker. The call was coming from the car the whole time.
If you ever watch any movie ever, someone always finds a way into your car somehow.
How does that even work? Where they come through the tailpipe?
Sam asked if I've seen Monster Man, where a monster has a monster truck. I haven't, but it sounds awesome.
Isn't there, or I'm thinking of that, what was that that show from like the 80s where the kid was a car and it was a Turbo Teen? That's what it was. And he'd like go, and it was the most hilarious, ugly, awful, like disfiguring body horror that you could see this kid turning into like a Corvette.
You know what? Talking about horror movies and monsters and things, there was another movie trailer that came out, the next Hotel Transylvania movie.
That's coming out pretty
called
soon.
Called Transformania. because all the monsters get turned into people and all the people get turned into monsters because there's a transformation ray. So Dracula gets turned into a regular dude and
he gets turned into Adam Sandler.
His son-in-law gets turned into a lizard man monster to try and earn the respect of Dracula, but everything goes awry.
Those movies are kind of fun.
Well, they're really popular. They make a lot of money.
Monsters are cool, guys. The classic pantheon of Universal monsters are cool. You remember, like, in the 50s and 60s and even in the 70s, people were just like, groovy ghoulies and all this kind of stuff. It was really cool and fun to like follow all these monsters, and trick-or-treating was fun. You could run around in the neighborhood. I wish I was a kid back in those times. Now it's just like, your apples have razor blades and, no one. And I'm only going to drop you off to two houses where we know the people that live there. Fuck that. Like, I want to go with a pillowcase down the street and do all that stuff. Man, trick-or-treating. I used to terrorize trick-or-treaters. Oh, God, it was the funnest. You ever dressed up like Michael? You're so tall. Would you dress up like Michael Myers and like we drop you off in like a neighborhood
Some
and just stand in the street?
Me.
No, trust me, they won't. You might get shot days, though.
Your uncle's really good at that.
Oh, he is.
Because he did that this past
time. We have straight had the police called, like, and they came up and we're like, and the police were like nervous. They're like, sir, it's a little strange what you're doing here. We've gotten a couple of calls. There was one time he was carrying around an actual knife, like the same knife that we're like, okay, sorry about the real knife, but authenticity.
But
Dina,
fake blood though.
But always, Dina said something over on YouTube that I wanted to catch. She said TCM is resuming Fathom events. You might have mentioned this before.
I think we did talk about it a little bit last week or the week before because Vince said something. Maybe one of our viewers did. Fathom events are great. Definitely a fun thing to go to. Theaters are never, sometimes they're, actually, yeah, I take it back. Sometimes they're way packed, but they're keeping it all safe at the theater, so it'll be a good time to go watch those things. You know what, though?
Chicken butt.
The best movie the best anything that's coming out on HBO here on the 27th, coming up next week, finally happened.
What is it?
Dude, we're finally are you getting like the Friends reunion.
Are you excited about that?
Dog.
Are you like a big Chandler fan? Are you a Ross fan?
If.
Oh my God.
Now, who's a Ross fan, bro?
I don't know. Yeah,
nobody.
I would never see, even Dina on YouTube says gross. Like,
dog,
I wouldn't.
If you ain't saying Phoebe or Joey's your favorite, then, get out of here. No one wants you.
But Friends, man, can I? I'm just like,
yeah, but like Matt LeBlanc's funny, dude.
I'm just imagining you like in your apartment, like getting home from riding your motorcycle, like putting some ramen noodles in, and just like, yeah, just clapping, watching the guy. Oh yeah, man, finally home, just ready to unwind to some Friends, and you've got like,
well, you know what?
You know
dog,
what I'm gonna get you?
You know what?
I'm going to go and I'm going to get you a housewarming gift, even though you've lived in the same apartment for like 10 years, but I'm going to get you a housewarming gift of like Central Perk that you can like put in your kitchen, like one of those little cute little Friends craps, and you can do that.
Barnes & Noble, dude, they have tons of it.
Do you already have, is there something that you already have that I need to be aware of that?
No, it's going to be popular, man. It's going to be something people watch. That's still something that holds on to popularity despite the fact that a lot of people on the internet make fun of it, and it's out there.
I make fun of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's out there. It's going to be a thing. Lisa Kudrow's still cool, man.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, what?
Yes. I don't know. I haven't seen her lately.
They're all still alive.
I just assume everyone's dead.
Tom Selleck's going to be in it. It's going to have like 50 guest stars.
Well, Tom Selleck.
Yeah,
now.
Dude. He was
in one episode, I remember.
No, he was in
many
episodes. He dated Monica, dude.
Because I remember, because they were talking about his powerful mustache. I do kind of remember
Tom Selleck,
that episode.
He was the coolest. Richard was his name in the show. There you go. Let's play Friends Trivia, dog.
Let's go find a place and win and bring you. You'll be our ringer. Sam over.
I really don't. That's probably as much as I know, just because Tom Selleck's cool. You ever see friggin' Quigley Down Under?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Selleck rules.
Yeah.
Sam over on Facebook says, check out the Windows 95 infomercial on YouTube with Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Parrott's most. Look, Windows 95.
Was it Windows 95 or was it AOL? It was a Windows disk thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I miss old 90s.
Yeah, John Favreau was in that show. Everyone was in that show, man. Paul Rudd was a big part of that show. Everyone loves Paul Rudd.
Everyone does love Paul Rudd.
Yeah, there you go.
He's immortal.
I'm a friend with a guy that gets paid to make memes on the internet, and one of his most recent ones was just a picture of Paul Rudd, and it said, Paul Rudd looks like a really nice guy to hang out with.
And that's it?
And usually his memes are just like totally abrasive and very un-PC, and it was just like, hey, check out Paul Rudd. He looks awesome.
Paul Rudd's a cool dude, man.
Yeah, I bet Paul Rudd is a cool dude. He's from Kansas City. He's
Paul Rudd married Phoebe.
In the show, yeah.
In the show. Oh, I was like, in real life?
Anyhow, that's going to be something
how
that's
did I not see
popular.
That?
I think that's all the movie trailers, man, that I had. The Snake Eyes one looks dumb. I hate it. I don't like
that. Well, because it's G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I don't like that it's not Ray Park. Ray Park's awesome.
Well, yeah, Ray Park is awesome, but G.I. Joe, like, the first movie wasn't good. Was there a second movie?
There was, and they brought in The Rock
remember.
And...
Yeah, I vaguely remember
and
that.
And Bruce Willis.
That's right.
They killed Channing Tatum at the beginning.
That's right.
Speaking of Bruce, favorite character? He's dead.
Speaking of Bruce Willis, did you hear about that new project that he's doing with John Travolta? And it just sounds like the saddest straight-to-Redbox action movie crap ever. But returning to the screen again.
That's how they did it. I did see that advertisement.
You know, God, John Travolta. Like, you know, there's a point in an aging action hero's life where you have to make a decision. You know, not everybody can be a Schwarzenegger and just keep it going for eternity or Stallone.
Conan. I need King Conan.
Dude, man, I've been wanting King Conan. I've been doing this show for almost 15 years. How long have I been doing the show? Way too long. And we've been talking about King Conan since the beginning of this.
That is a tale for another time.
It'd be a tale of high adventure.
Dude, I need to see him sitting on the throne of
Mako
Acolonia.
Is dead, though.
You don't need Mako.
You watch your mouth. Mako was in both Conan and Conan the Destroyer.
Yeah, but at the end of Conan the Destroyer, it has Conan sitting with a crown heavy on his brow, and he has the gray hair and the beard.
But where's his trusted wizard and friend advisor?
Mako already went on. He joined a spirit plane.
No fire burns there.
He made him a crystal tower like that, rapist wizard.
Ooh.
On the lake, remember?
There was the
crystal tower the rapist wizard.
That was a weird... Conan the Destroyer, most people think... When Conan's dumb, they think of Conan the Destroyer. Conan the Barbarian is a fantastic movie.
Whoa, what do you mean Conan the Destroyer is dumb?
It's not as good. It's not as strong of a film. I mean... You got basketball playing barbarians. You got tigers and annoying teenage princesses.
Bombata and Olivia D'Abo.
I'm talking about.
You got Grace Jones in that movie.
Grace Jones is kind of cool in that movie. I will go there. But you know, and then the little stabby thief guy at the end, or you know,
is he not your favorite character?
I mean, he's pretty funny, but dude, you get more Mako. That's the one thing that I do like. You get more Mako.
Andre the Giant becomes a sex rhino god.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still not as good as it's just too much, you know? I mean, and what are your thoughts on Red Sonja, the extension of the Conan-verse where Conan shows up in Red Sonja?
They're making another one of those.
I know, of course they are. We got a thumbs up over here from the producer. He likes him some Red Sonja. And Beastmaster? I mean, why didn't crossover Conan and Beastmaster?
If they could just make all of the Beastmaster movies. Nothing's cooler than Beastmaster.
Dude, I wonder, like, back in the day when Beastmaster came out, how much of a problem kids wanting to own ferrets was.
Oh, yeah, like, real bad.
Dude. And then it just kind of like,
well, if I'm ever dangling over fire, a ferret will save my life.
Of course. That's exactly what I thought when I watched Beastmaster. But you know, just like in 101 Dalmatians, anytime there's an iteration of that movie, like animal shelters are like, nope, you can't have a Dalmatian. You can't do it. Nope, not going to do it. And I wonder if they did that with ferrets. They're just like, listen, kid, you don't want a ferret. They fart
stink.
Everywhere. They smell. They pee on stuff. They steal your shit.
They bite things.
Like, they're furry snake monsters with feet. Like, you don't want that. Mm. Sam says Conan the Adventurer cartoon was sick. I don't really remember that cartoon. Did you watch that cartoon?
I don't think so. I wish I did.
I'm going to have to... If it was sick, I need to check that out. I do like sick cartoons. Dave Calhoun says, "Sex Rhino God, please elaborate. You skipped over too fast."
No, that's the whole plot of the movie. Is that they got to get the horn, the ivory horn, to put in place. What's her name? Ursa? Is that the lady's name in Superman? Whatever the queen, evil queen, she has to put the ivory horn onto the sex god, and then he gets warped and turns into like a creepy rhino monster thing.
Yeah, and then he like chops it and he has to like rip that juicy latex covered like horn. It's like it ASMRs the hell off of his head and just leaves this big butthole crater that like goos
out.
The
whole purpose of them saving, keeping Olivia Dabo's character alive is so that they can sacrifice her to, that's what, he's a sex god thing. Yeah. I don't, there's not a better explanation.
Dude, have you not watched any Conan? There's always an orgy. Like, always. Like, even Thulsa Doom, he was just like, laying around and they're like eating hands.
And then he turns into the snake
and
they eat the green human soup.
Oh, yeah. They had the dude, like, gets the hand and, like, nibbles on the finger.
Yeah, until Conan shows up and his, like, itchy makeup. And he's like, yeah.
And he slices that dude in the face. And it's like, man. There's always, dude, when you're dealing with the dark arts, there's always an orgy. So I was always trying to be a wizard. You know?
I don't like where this show has gone today.
What are you talking about? The dark arts? Are you afraid of the dark arts?
I have a sick 3 inches of blood concert shirt that I got, which is art of Conan stabbing the giant snake through the head.
Yeah.
Because they had a song called Snake Fighter.
He goes up through it. He goes up. And
yeah, but this was an artist, just their interpretation.
And then he pulls it out, chops it off, and it goes black. Mm-hmm. That was a really good practical effect. That snake looked chef's kiss. It was.
What about the one that gets turned into the arrow?
Oh, that was a cool effect, too, where he, like, grabs the snake and like, it gets real hard and goes, and then, kills Valeria. And she's just like, do you want to live forever? And then she becomes a Valkyrie and then saves it. Dude, Conan rules.
Conan's sick.
Conan rules. Anyway, let's talk about other things that rule. Talk about cool cartoons, sick cartoons. The one thing that I'm going to review this evening is the final season of Castlevania came out. Season 4, 32 episodes in this series. There was from 2017 all the way up until now. An interesting show. One of the very few, I would say, it's definitely animated, but long-form video game-based kind of shows or movies. And
what about Super Mario Brothers cartoon?
The Super Mario Brothers Super Show! Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Yo, we're Mario Brothers, and Plum Man's a game, found a secret warp zone, working on a drain, with the princess in hand, in the Mushroom Land, action with the plumbers, you'll be hooked on the brothers. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, that, I watched.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon was the thing,
Sonic
too.
The Hedgehog. I don't remember
Chili Dogs were introduced for the cartoon. How about that?
Because wasn't there, like, an older Sonic cartoon that used, like, I can't remember the theme song to that one, but it was really weird. But yeah, you better stop saying shows because I'm just Dina's like saying Jake Scott. Yeah, Captain Lou Albano. Hey paisanos. Anyway, no, that show actually wasn't that great. And then they had the Legend of Zelda episode that came on every Friday, and it was like what did Link always say? Well, excuse me, princess. Dina says he will sing all the intro
songs.
Did
he really?
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. Like Too Wild or like Steve Martin. Like,
oh, dude, he was like Link in the animated show was just such a surfer dude.
That's a movie they need to make. They need to make Legend of Zelda movie where Steve Martin plays Link.
I'm there. Or Pauly Shore plays Link.
Pauly Shore could be Navi.
What's up, Ganon, buddy? And
he could be the fairy that follows Link around.
Oh my God, that would be awesome! Like Twinkle or Farkle or whatever the hell.
Navi.
What was it in the first thing where you had the fairy? Was his name like Perkle or Blurkle or I don't know? I don't remember those games. That's one thing I don't remember. Anyway, Castlevania. Castlevania. I've been a Castlevania fan ever since the NES original game, and then Simon's Quest, the hardest game on the planet, but with some of the best, most memorable music. You know, and then this show of all the different Castlevania iterations that have come out, it was interesting that in the beginning, the first couple of seasons of the show, they really start to follow the Dracula's Curse storyline from the kind of lesser-known third NES game where there is Sypha, the wizard. You can play as Alucard. You can play as Trevor Belmont. And also there was the weird pirate, resurrected pirate, but he's not in the show. And the first season was a little bit rough. It took a while to kind of get its feet, but once Alucard comes on the scene, it really unfolds as this kind of almost Shakespearean drama of, you know, family problems and love triangle weirdness, and everybody's kind of a bad guy, and what is a man but a miserable sack of lies?
What about a three-lobed entity covered in bat wings and eyeballs as your dad?
So he never transformed into that, but the one thing that this show did interestingly is, unlike a lot of, say, Mortal Kombat, which we just saw in theaters, where they try so hard to just make reference to shit that happens in the video games to the point that it's stupid, where Kano just walks out and goes, "Ugh, Kano wins, flawless victory, remember the video game?" And, like, all of this kind of crap. Well, in Castlevania, they do... There's a lot of the enemies that appear in the game. There's a lot of, like, weapons and abilities that fall into the game and characters that fall into the game that weave themselves naturally into the storyline that's kind of fun and cool without it being like, oh, here, now we're just going to watch a scene from the video game. Until a couple of episodes in this last season, where that was my biggest complaint with season 4, where they tried to, you know, stick the landing and wrap everything up. It felt like they had to just make reference to a lot of things to pay fans service, and there was a lot more unnecessary combat, a lot of battle scenes that I just really didn't need to see. Now that we had gotten so many really interesting and established characters through the first three seasons, and I just wanted to see more of that. Thankfully, excuse me, I'm dying. Thankfully, there was a really pretty decent epilogue episode at the very end that kind of helped wrap up some of these character arcs. Let me go over here getting his wipes. That wrapped up some of these storylines a little bit, some of it a little bit predictable, but the journey was really, really fun. And I will say another critique that I have on the show is it tried to be edgy. It tried to be, rated R. It had a no rating. It could do whatever it want, all the blood and guts that it wanted to have. But one thing that really bothered me is how much it decided in the last two seasons to start using the F word because it could. Mm-hmm. And the F word is a word that I love and use constantly. Not so much on the show because, you know, I want to make this relatively family friendly. And I find it's a crutch word when you can't think of anything else to say or you're playing pinball and just getting really mad. But in this show, like in season 4, everybody, all these Victorian vampires or entities that have lived for thousands of years are just sitting there calling things effing this and effing that.
So it's like Deadwood?
Kind of. But almost to the point where you're just like, okay, I got it. You can say F.
I quit watching Deadwood two or three episodes in just because I couldn't handle that. That's how everyone talked constantly. And they're like, well, we know people didn't really say these things in the Old West, but we decided to really make them as crude as possible to get the idea across.
Well,
I'm like, well, you can vary their language a little bit.
Yeah, we're two crude dudes. You know, we curse. Look at you. Look at you trying to defend yourself. Just own it, dude. When this guy is not filtered, he can curse like an artist. but you know, Dina says on YouTube is like a kid on Call of Duty, and yeah, it's like when, you know, cursing is
that's what they're doing. They're using gamer words,
because you're just words. Yeah, gamer words.
Do they say some really racist things and just make threats of assaulting women constantly because they keep them gamer words?
Mm. I guess that's, they're just applying to their fan base. But it kind of took me out of those characters, some of these characters that just were really cool moments and really just dramatic scenes that had consequence, and you're really like kind of on the edge of your seat wanting to see what happens. And then they're just throwing around like F words just for fun. Like they don't, like a kid that doesn't know how to curse and just keeps doing it because he can. And that was my biggest complaint about season four, is the cursing stepped up quite a bit.
Yeah, if you're trying to have an R rating and you're doing something about the occult and demons and vampires, why not just do it through, like horror and
yeah, I mean, and just violence, scenarios, yeah, and violence, and because there's a lot of violent things that could be happening in this show, and there's a lot of violence. There's a lot of people getting chopped in half and eyes gouged out and brain goo and gray matter and intestines and bloodletting and drinking and goo pus and all the fun, and it's great. But there's just some parts that pull you out of that moment with just silly writing. But by far, there are some really great stories to be told between Isaac and Hector. You know, Dracula's character, he's only in 12 episodes in the entire season, but, you know, he comes back in this one. Richard Armitage and James Callis having great performances as Trevor and Alucard, you know, and all these different storylines falling together. In the last two episodes, like I said, there was a lot of just silly, unnecessary battle to make it feel like a video game. But overall, I really enjoyed the series. I would recommend it.
Did it end? Did it wrap
it's
up
done.
This season?
It is done. It's not one of these we're just going to keep milking this thing forever. It's hard finish. We're done. Epilogue.
Until they start the new timeline. Where it's like however many generations in the future and the Castle of Dracula returns and the new Belmont has to come.
The Castle of Dracula never disappeared. And, you know, this just happens. Alucard kind of hangs out as the protector of the castle. It doesn't go away.
The castle's supposed to go away.
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But it doesn't. I mean, when Dracula's in charge, yes, you know, his castle can move and you never know where it's going to end up. And that's where all the night creatures and evil things. And
I'm a hop in that mofo and slash that moon. Talking about upside down, this castle's going away.
Yeah, dude. That's not even Castlevania.
Yes, it is. That's
did
Symphony
you have to slash the moon? I thought that was the bloodlines.
It's both.
So you still have to slash the moon to get in the upside down castle? I thought you had to go into that weird room and fight that guy, the upside down guy.
Nope.
And
so
his
you
name
go
was like Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, you have to go fight the Turd Ferguson dude in the throne room deal, and he's the boss of the game if you don't equip the one thing that makes it where you can see the unseen things.
Right.
And then
you fight those things.
Yeah, you can see that he's...
Because I've gotten 110%. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Because that's how you rescue Belmont. Because Belmont's the boss of the game if you kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you don't do that, then you kill the dude. You fight the dude controlling him. He runs away. He becomes the boss of the game. And then when you go in that room and you have it equipped, you slash the thing.
And then you get to the inverted castle and there's another boss.
Yep.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, because then that's when you fight Dracula, when you go in the elevator deal, mm-hmm. and he becomes the three-lobed batwing eyeball deal.
Dude.
He's like, I'm your dad. And you're like, ew, no.
Slice, 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 slice.
Yeah, yeah.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night, by the way, if you've never played that, is one of the greatest video games ever made. It defined... Anytime you ever hear a Metroidvania, well, the Vania comes from Symphony of the Night. Like, that's where it's coming from.
Well, I mean, all Castlevania, but yeah, yeah.
But specifically that one.
You know what? Castlevania games are really good from that story forward. Everything on the Game Boy Advance, the DS, and those things when they...
I think I played Aria of Sorrow, there was another one that I played that was pretty damn good.
But the,
and there was a Lost Dreamcast one that just resurfaced. It's not a complete game.
The 3D. But
yeah, but it sucks. But it was really cool that this guy found an old demo disc and kind of, you know, forensic anthropologied this thing together or whatever and released it out on the internet. And you can find it if you have like a boot disc and a Dreamcast, and which I have all those things because I'm a loser. But I haven't tried the old Dreamcast version, but it's cool that it's out there.
Yeah, well, watch the Netflix show. Get into Castlevania. Start playing the games. A lot of them are available on current generation consoles because they've remained fun and are available. I know Xbox has many of them available going back to original. You can buy the collection. They have a collection on current generation. So you can play Simon's Quest and hate everything about it like
dude,
we do.
The night.
We need to buy you a MIDI keyboard. Well, speaking of fantasy and horror and things like that, Dina said that Fantasy Movie League may return.
Returning!
Now that theaters are open again. So she loves her data science. So if any of you feel like you're up to the challenge of walking into that Dracula castle and trying to take down
Dina,
the resident boss of that.
She is the boss level on Fantasy Movie League. And it's amazing because, you know, Dina, she was in our Fantasy Movie League. We got her in our league, which is a sub-league of the whole league. And she was like one of the top-ranked players in the country or some crap. Like, good on you, Dina. But she just let us know that it might be coming back. It's been 14 months, she said, since Fantasy Movie League. And speaking of Fantasy Movie League, that means box office numbers before it gets too late and we have to end the show. Because there are some new movies out, there was a new box office. There's a number usually don't do more than the top five these days. I mean, the number seven movie in America was Mortal Kombat. It's still out there. Number six was Godzilla. Oh.
And if you don't plan on watching it in the movie theaters, its time is running up on HBO, but it looks like it's remaining in the theater. So maybe the theater is the place to go.
You can go check it out. Dina says usually top 100 of about 30,000. Whoa. Ooh, that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Number five, Ray and the Last Dragon was up there, and then we'll do numbers for the rest of them. Number four, Demon Slayer, the Demon Slayer movie, Mugen Train, which we talked about a couple episodes ago. It brought in another $1.7 million in its fourth week in the U.S. release, bringing in $41.9 million in the U.S. That's crazy good for a Japanese animated feature. It is just crushing things overseas as well. But number three, Those Who Wish Me Dead, opening up at the number three spot with $2.8 million.
I know why so many people go watch anime movie. They all show up in their Naruto ninja mask, and they're like, oh, you can't hurt me. COVID no jutsu. No COVID no jutsu.
How do you know what that means?
I speak the Nihongese, doggy. You knew that.
I mean, I do, but how do you know that that's what they do?
They do the ninja fingers.
Okay.
You've seen it.
Have I? Have you seen it?
I've seen people getting made fun of on the internet for being weebs.
Okay. Anyhow, was it you getting made fun of on the internet for being a
weeb? No.
Number two movie in America, Wrath of Man, in its second week in release, bringing in $3.7 million. We reviewed it on last week's episode, so if you want to catch that episode, download it wherever you get your podcast, or just watch the replay on your Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube. But it's so far brought in $14.5 million at the box office for United Arts releasing. And the number one movie in America, not a big surprise because there's not a whole lot to choose from and everybody likes their horror movies, especially franchise ones. Spiral bringing in $8.7 million in its opening weekend for Lionsgate. Not a huge opening weekend, of course, but I mean, hey, not bad because everything's weird.
That's not an unusual opening for a best of times low budget horror movie type thing, which I guess this is a bigger budget horror movie, but they probably gave it a lower budget because of the times that we're in.
And it also didn't have as big of a marketing train behind it as a lot of these other films that are coming out. So
we still get to see budgets. We don't get to see budgets.
I mean, I could probably pull up budget information if I click some business. No, I don't have the budget. I'd have to do more homework and take more notes.
Okay. It used to be easier. Yeah. Saw just continuing on with its new title.
Just spiraling out of control.
And prior to release, which we talked about, Chris Rock was already talking to people about how there's likely going to be a sequel. Because, of course, there has to be a sequel because it's a horror movie and you can't stop. And that's the truth.
The end? Question mark? Ugh. But that's your box office roundup. That's what's going on next week. That's what's going on this week. That what was going on last week. And that is our show for tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, except for 16mm guy that said I was annoying. Sam, Dina, Dave, McLean, everybody that's always commenting, thanks for joining us. Share it, like it, love it. Tell your friends, download the podcast, do the thing. And as always, I'm the Boom Operator.
I'm the Grip.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.